Hi, everyone. Hi, people that know me and new friends. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. I am an adjunct professor at Professor Xavier School for Gifted Children. And my boss asked me to start a podcast to research the creative community for mutants. And he told me that once I'm able to wear a turtleneck with confidence, I'll have a shot at the Earwolf Network. For those of you that don't understand the laughs reference, my boss told me that once I'm able to wear a turtleneck with confidence, I have a shot at NPR. For those that don't understand that, I will once have a shot at the WWE Network. So that should cover every type of network there is. Hello, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and my dad is Joey Greco, the host of the popular reality show Cheaters. He gets it. My dad told me that if I dress like him, I'll also be able to host a television show. And he told me to wear dark colors because there's a 100% chance I will be stabbed tonight. So that's fun. Hello, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and my best friend is Tony Stark, and he told me to dress like an asshole, so I did that tonight. Iron Man. His Iron Man is my best friend. This is the first You, Me, Them, Everybody. That's the name of the show. This is the first You, Me, Them, Everybody where I'm not wearing a tie. I do have a Detroit Lions hat in the car, so give it up for everybody. There we go. He gets it. It's not going to last long. This is a big deal to me. This is our 5-year anniversary. This is one of our 5-year anniversary shows. That's not why this is a big deal to me. This is a big deal to me because on episode 342, this is the time I decided to not wear a tie. I didn't wear a tie because earlier today we were running late. Enterprise Rent-A-Car screwed up, and they said, "Hey, you look like a dad. You don't need a compact car. We're going to give you a minivan." So they did. They gave me a minivan. And I'm not used to driving minivans in the rain from Washington, D.C. So I decided to drive like a dad, and we got here incredibly late. Sorry about that. And even in the rain, without a tie, it was not the worst experience we've had for You, Me, Them, Everybody getting to Philadelphia. The last show we did in Philadelphia was at this fine place. For the listener at home, we're at Fergie's. It's a wonderful place. Fergie's has been a fantastic spot to do the show. Great staff, good people. And if you're a listener to the show, you'll notice that everyone on tonight's show was not on the last show. Here's why. The last show we did was with this wonderful man named Adam Friedland. And he's a thin, funny man. And as soon as he got in the car, he said, "It's time to take off my shirt." And that made me uncomfortable for the next 3 hours. The next person we picked up was a wonderful man named Andrew Bucket. And he said, "We're in the car. It's time to drink." And he did. He drank all of the alcohol within the car. Now, we did the show. It was a very good show. I learned that night that Andrew Bucket could play piano at this wonderful place. And since then, he's played the piano on the show many times. We do the show. We get back in the car. Adam Friedland decides, "I don't need a shirt anymore." We're back in the car. He takes his shirt off. Andrew Bucket decides, once again, it's alcohol time, and proceeds to pull out a second pint of whiskey. Now, we were driving the car. And while it is very nice to offer your driver shots of whiskey, it's not nice to do that in front of cops while on the highway. So that's why Andrew Bucket is not here with me tonight. Instead, I have some of Philadelphia's finest, people I have never met before, people that have been on the show from 4 years ago, and my favorite singer-songwriter in the world, no offense, Katie Daniel, is amazing. You're very good, but you don't play piano. And until you play piano and sing songs about death and Armageddon, I don't know if you'll ever be my fave. Top five, though, you can make the top five. So we're going to start with someone that I'm brand new to the show that I've only heard recorded of that I've liked very much. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ron Gallo, everybody. Ron.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. All right, this first one is called "Young Lady, You're Scaring Me."
Let's get a house, you and me and your 12 cats. We'll put mirrors on the ceiling. We'll have a bunk bed by the bed. You'll line my mattress with nails, 1-4 every time something psycho came out of your mouth. Your cavern eyes are pretty, and your scarlet lips have seen a sales pitch for the circus in your mind. Young lady, you're scaring me. Young lady, oh, scaring me. Dumbbell right to the temple, carry me to your shrine, dedicated to the prince of the last of your nine lives. She waited in the darkest corner all night until I closed up shop, I turned out the lights. Then she begged for me to drive her home. I thought about the Kensington Strangler as I was about to say no. Said park behind the hearse. I said no need, get out and take your purse. Young lady, you're scaring me. Young lady, you're scaring me. Remember the time you wrote me 200 letters, never once a single reply. Real, considering we talk maybe one or two times. Young lady, you're scaring me. Young lady, you're scaring me.
Thank you.
Ron, you're a very good musician. You're very good.
Really? Now, Jesus, thank you.
Did you ever think to maybe use less words in your songs? Make them make easier to sing
they
along.
They all have the same amount. I can't tell.
Do you like the artist named Tom Petty?
Thomas, yes. Thomas, I'm a fan of Thomas.
Thomas Petty.
Thomas's work is very, yeah.
So you're from America. Now, on the ride in, I put on the Pearl Jam Sirius XM station, and a kind woman in the backseat started screaming for me to turn that station off. Now, let's say you and I are in the car, and I put on the Sirius XM Pearl Jam station, channel 22, everybody. Would you yell at me to turn that off?
No, I would just say change it to Limp Bizkit. $3 bill, y'all.
That is not a station. Yeah. You need to become rich and get Sirius XM, and we could put on Margaritaville, which is a station.
I'm into it. James Buffet.
My jokes aren't landing, so you're going to play another song. How about that?
Okay, you're from Chicago, right?
I am from Chicago originally, okay. Yes, sir.
So this one's related to you because it's a song that I wrote about four girls that walk by me in Lincoln Park in Chicago.
I hope it's very mean.
All right.
We'll talk about it after.
Okay.
All right. It's called Expensive Hair.
Yes, I watch the passerbys. They yell about being raised right. It's four girls in matching gear, still drunk from last night. Yes, I watch the passerbys. They cry about being raised white. It's four girls in matching hoop earrings, still gruff from last night. Jeannie woke up in her brother-in-law's bed. Sam isn't sure, but she may be dead. Carly found a ring on a sandpaper hand, and Jane can't hear a word any of them said. No, nothing they said. No, I think separation from her expensive hair. Yes, I watch the passerbys. They lie about being raised right. It's four girls in matching gear, and they are still drunk from last night. And Jeannie up and left her husband instead. Sam put all the acid inside her head. Carly went to Vegas and eloped with the man. And Jane just stayed at home instead. No, she stayed at home instead. No, separation from her expensive hair.
That's a really good song. Why were you in Chicago?
I was in Chicago. My band at the time was on the road, spending some time in Chicago, and I got up to get away from everybody in my band because I hated them at that point. And I went to Linkin Park, and I sat on a bench, and this group of girls walked by.
Why did you decide to go to Linkin Park?
We were staying right across from it. And I love the band, so I was like heavily influenced by the band. So I was like, I want to go see where they got it off.
Yeah. I'm liking you more and more. It sounds like you also went to DePaul University. That's in Lincoln Park. That's where I went. That's where I matriculated. Not Loyola.
I'm sorry.
She's great.
I'm
from Lincoln.
I'm so sorry.
DePaul, Loyola. These are universities that one can matriculate at in Chicago, Illinois. Why did you hate your band members at that point?
Just, you
could lie.
Oh, I will not. I refuse.
Oh, good.
Three months on and off on the road with like the same five guys in a confined space, bad attitudes, grueling situations, and then it just gets to. It was actually the very last day of the tour, and we're just like.
Where was the show? Do you remember?
Tonic Room.
Oh shit! Yeah, you don't know Chicago. That's a horrible place.
Yeah.
No, because you're talented. You should have played like the Bottle.
Next time, hopefully.
Yeah.
The Tonic Room is cool, I guess, because of like the whole.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's not. Don't try to pretend like it is.
The promoter's a great guy. I'll say that. That's what I got.
How about you play one more song?
Okay. Let's do that.
Fantastic.
Let's play one more song.
I'm not playing with you.
Come on.
No.
All right. I'm gonna.
I don't want to drag you down even further. So why don't you just play one more song?
All right, so I'm going to play. This last one is a song. It's the last track on my new record. The album's called Ronnie. And this is a version of a song that I first heard Harry Nilsson sing called Early in the Morning. It's early in the morning and I can't do right. But the blue. Went to your girlfriend's house, but she was out. Went to your daddy's house, baby, got a shot at there in the morning. Said it's early in the morning. In the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the ain't got nothing but the boom. We went to Divot Chest to get something to eat, and the waitress looked at me and said, "Man, you sure look There's coyotes in here. Thank you guys very much.
Oh, you're very good.
You're very good.
You saw the documentary, right? The Harry Nielsen documentary?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great. I really didn't know much about him until I saw it, and it was like kind of sad, but awesome.
I didn't realize that he didn't really tour, ever.
Yeah, he like, didn't even play live.
It's so weird.
Keeps him legendary that way.
You're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Brandon.
People can find you where?
On the internet. RonGallomusic.com, all the social media outlets, RONGALLO, at, what's that? Yeah, I have my latest record on me. If you guys want to take it home with you on compact disc.
I know,
it's cheaper. What's that?
Is it free?
It's not free. It's free plus 10. I'll give you a free hug with it. You can listen to it's a lifetime subscription. You can listen to it forever once you buy it for 10. Internet, yeah, find me on the internet. I'm all over the place, like touring and stuff. If you guys are from other places, but yeah.
Let me know when you're in DC. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ron Gallo, everybody. I'm incredibly glad he's here. My first time seeing him live. I hope you're as good as your clip. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Lamar Lee, everybody. Lamar!
What's up, everybody? Fellas and ladies. How's it going? I see some pretty people in here tonight. I've recently discovered that I'm unattractive. I'm way ugly. And I know this because my grandma stopped calling me handsome. like me and my brother, we'd go over to my grandma's house. She'd walk over to him and give him a hug. She's like, oh, look, my handsome grandson. And then she'd walk over to me and give me some dap, a handshake. She'd be like, how's it going, Lemaire? She'd give me one of these. Take your brother's bags upstairs. Handsome people don't work in this house. Being unattractive, I don't get much sex around me, just in my vicinity. But there was this one time a girl did want to have sex on me, and I refused. Yeah, on me. I wouldn't know what to do. She'd have to do everything. It's decent enough sized. I don't know. Never looked at other dudes' dicks. No. She wanted to have sex on me, but I refused because I thought it'd be settling. And I shouldn't have the decision if I should settle on anything, because one time I swallowed an ice cream Milky bar whole, and I started to choke on it, and I refused to spit it out because I thought that would be surrender. I did spit it out eventually, and I ate it again. I have free will. I'm a human. Going to talk to you guys about stuff now. Oh no. I don't have to go to you. You got No, I'm not going to come to you. I'll say most of you live in the Philadelphia area, correct? No. Philadelphia, Jersey? Okay. Well, New York, that's dope. But all of these areas except for Afghanistan are pretty open-minded areas. Like, you won't see Klan members. But near my house, where I live, they have regular Klan meetings. Like, the KKK meets regularly. And I love it. Because I like the idea of the KKK, because they're just, like, so goofy. Like, the guy who created the KKK is just some nerd who's really... Oh, because the top-level person in the KKK is called an Imperial Wizard. So, like, the person who created the KKK is just some nerd who's really into D&D and racism. like him and his friends were just sitting around, and they're like, we're really into racism. Let's start this group, this hate group. But what's our highest ranking of people going to be called? What are we going to call ourselves? And he was just looking around, and he saw a Star Wars poster, and he was like, Imperial? And then he looked around some more. And then he just saw, like, a wizard. He's like, wizard. We're the Imperial Wizards. And we wear red because we want to be different. Do you guys know... the goofy KKK, they're okay. They're okay. Like, do you know they didn't, like, come up with anything? Like, everything they have is stolen. Like, their outfits are from... Mexicans. Mexicans wore a black outfit during the Day of the Dead to celebrate their relatives. And thank you. I don't have fancy tongue like you. I just have black guy tongue where I add F's to the words that have TH at the end.
Truth.
Truth. You get it. So they just stole that costume. It was black, and they were like, we're going to change it white for obvious reasons. And then, like, when I think of the KKK, I think of, like, white people in general, because I am also a racist. And, like, when I think of white people, I'm like, white people, the three things they're most known for were stolen, like America, the swastika, and rock and roll. They didn't come up with any of it. Like, the three most known white people are known for one of those things. Hitler? He's number one. He's the most known white person. I understand the KKK sometimes. I get it. Because during my formative years, I moved to Pennsylvania. I used to live in Detroit, which is 80% black people.
Suck.
Are you from Detroit? Good deal. But you're not from, like, real Detroit. You're not from, like, the city.
Oh, you're gonna say that.
I'm from real Detroit. Oh, right. Like, I'm from the Detroit where it's 80% black people. Which is too many black people. Like, you guys can laugh at that. Like, if there's 80% black people in here, you'd be like, you, me, oh, them. It's not them, it's them. Them with a D. And everybody. But I lived in a town called Ackland, which was real racist, and it stuck with me because one time I went to a Starbucks and I was in the drive-thru, and there was just a black guy with his family getting out of the car, and I wound up all my windows and locked the doors, but that guy was just going to go to work. I thought he was trying to steal my car. I'm a terrible piece of shit human being. So, like, and I know how he feels, because like, when I think about Starbucks, I think of being the only, like, white ladies working there, and him being the only black person there, and I know how that feels, because I've been the only black person at a job, and it sucks, because you can't do anything you like, you have to smile all the time, because if you don't, then they're like, oh, this is just one sad Negro, we can't have a sad Negro in our job. They're going to exclusively look for new black people to hire, just to replace you. Like, this one smiles a lot often, it's a lot more often. Because sad Negroes remind my people of slave times. Can't be reminding your boss of slave times. I'm going to end it with one more joke. I like going to stores. As you can tell, I went to a Starbucks. I also go to Wawa pretty frequently. And I recently went to a Wawa, and there was this old lady who held the door, who I held the door before, and she said, oh, thank you. You're one of the good ones. So I pushed her on the ground and stole her car keys. And she said, why would you do that? And I kneeled down and I whispered in her ear. I was like, real niggas do real things, old lady. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
One of the good ones, LaMare Lee, everybody. Do you miss Detroit at all?
No. Not really. Like, yeah, he gets it. My family's there. Some of them are there, but they'll understand sooner or later. They have to get out of there.
You don't live here. I thought you lived in Philadelphia.
No, I live in a town called Ackland where all the Klan meets. Yeah, they really do meet there. My friend sent me a post on Facebook. He was like, hey, don't you live here? And I was like, yeah. He was like, there's a Klan meeting like a mile away from your house. Look out.
Have you shown up to a Klan meeting?
I want to. But I'm afraid of the aftermath.
How about that? You drive, right?
Yeah.
How about this? The next time you do DC, you and I will drive back to Ackland together. And then we'll go to the Klan meeting, but I'll act as your servant. Okay. And we'll just see what happens. Okay. I'll wear a tuxedo. I'll do whatever you say. I'll wear white gloves.
I'll call you white slave.
That's fine.
Okay.
And I'll call you sir. Would you like me to call you king?
Yeah, that fits.
All right, King Lee.
Thank you.
Yeah, we could do that. Okay. You're funny. How old are you?
24.
Why did you hesitate on how old you are?
Because I forget sometimes. Like, because in my mind, I'm still like a 20-year-old just chilling.
You are still a 20-year-old still chilling. That counts as 24.
I'm halfway through my life.
You're not halfway through your life at all. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Stop living in Clan Town and it'll be fine.
Man.
Yeah, he's literally in front of you. He looks healthy and fine. I'd say he's not even halfway through his life. I'm assuming you live to 100. He's 2 years from halfway to his life.
Yeah.
But not you.
No.
That's fair.
Yeah.
When was the last time you shaved? Completely. Not like cleaned up.
June.
Was it weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had like I wanted to look like Carl Winslow. So I just
Stop. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Just like he's a role model of mine.
Do you also want to be a cop?
I did. I wanted to be a cop when I was a kid for the donuts. For the donuts.
What's your day? Do you have a day job?
Yeah. I work for a company called 1&1 Internet Inc. I don't know if I can say that, but I work for a company named 1&1 Internet
Inc. I think you're safe. Do they know you do comedy?
Some of them do.
Do the good people know you do comedy?
Yeah, the cool people do.
So you're fine. Say it all day. I'll only, in the podcast description, I'll link to. What is it called? 1&1 Internet?
1&1 Internet Inc.
What is that? That's made up.
They sell internet packages. If you guys need some internet packages.
Wait. What's an internet package? Like Comcast?
Like domain names and hosting for stuff.
How is that place in business?
Because Germany needs a lot of internet.
Oh, okay. Wait. So you live in Clan Town and you work with Germany exclusively?
Yeah, I work with England.
Do you know that you're bait? You're very funny. People could find you on Twitter where?
At Lamar Lee.
And it's L-E-M-A-I-R-E.
Yes.
Lee.
And Lee, L-E-E. And that's Instagram.
Yeah, let's plug the comics Instagram. You got any fun giggles on there?
I have a cool thing where I just go thugging in places.
That is a cool thing. Follow him on Instagram. That's like Twitter for photos.
Yeah. Twitter for photos.
I made that up, you know. Yeah. I started Instagram, and then I gave it up to do a podcast.
That's awesome.
I like you quite a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Lamar Lee, everybody. Good job. Where's Knox? We need Knox. So this is what's going to happen. My favorite musician that's alive is going to play some songs for you people. And his name is Daniel. And he played the show a few nights ago in Washington, D.C. And it was very, very good.
To my enemies, I swear no harm will come to you. Until you cease to be afraid, then you'll be hunted down like common rats. That's how it goes. Time will punish you or serve you well. To the girl who paints her face and goes with other men, there is no punishment to give because you're wearing one. You filthy thing, get off my lap. I have no use for you. You're getting thank you. bit more of a tender song, so... it out in town. Don't give me all the details. I don't want to know. Don't want to know. What have they done to you now? Guess you'd better keep your pants on. There's no more tables left to dance on. I used to carry you home. I don't anymore. Won't anymore. What have they done?
Thank you.
just want to. I'm done with the song, but I just want to say at this point that I'm not a shitty piano player. This is just a shitty piano. Thank you. I got one more for you. This is this will be my last song of the night. My name's Daniel Knox. I'm sorry that I've had my back to you. It's not a sign of disrespect. It's just kind of, you know, what we're the situation that I'm dealing with right now. So here's a song about my hometown. It's going to be totally out of context to all of you. A nice parting gift is a little bit of nonsense to say goodbye. Walk around in your town. Tell you've seen the whole thing. Every house holds on. Tell a lie. Tell it's true. To be loved by the lights could be something, could be.
Daniel Knox, he's got stuff for sale. He's a very talented man. I'm glad I know him. New friend time! So many new friends! Listen, my name is Brandon Weatherby, and this guy's name is Brendan, so he's not as good as me. Because his name is spelled slightly different! Because it's a different name, and that's how the alphabet works. This is me killing time to try to get the momentum, like, happy, you know what I mean? Because Daniel makes my favorite sad songs. And because I don't really care about pacing, I just book who I book because I like them. Hope the fuck I like you. Let's see how this goes. Oh, Brendan. Brendan, Brendan, Brendan. Does it sound okay? Is it mixed okay? Should we give him a lot of reverb? Comics love reverb, everybody. You want some reverb? No? Whatever. I like your, is it cardigan? I like it. I'm a fan. I think it's good. If you said like a weird hoodie, I wouldn't like it. How? What's the material? Is it cardigan-y or is it hoodie-ish? Oh, it looks cardigan. Where'd you buy that? Did you buy that at Urban Outfitters? Kmart. I like this guy a lot. The Kmart of comedians. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Brendan Kirk, everybody. Do your thing. Good luck.
Thank you. So I'm trying to get back into dating, which is a lot like a dog saying, I'm trying to learn Microsoft Excel. Like, it's not impossible, but a lot of things have to happen first. And by the way, I know that when people say, I'm trying to get back into dating, it's usually because they had, like, a divorce or something terrible happen. Like, I just woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, oh shit, I forgot to have sex the last 2 years. And now I'm just trying to rebuild. I'm bad at all of dating. The thing I'm worse at is sexting, which is now a skill you must have. I was once dating a girl and I was sexting her. She sent me a photo of her naked in the bath, so I knew what to do. I sent back a photo of myself flaccid, because I'm humble. You know, I'm not trying to show off. I sent her a photo of my flaccid penis with a pair of wacky sunglasses on top of it. and a bow tie resting on my scrotum. And then I found a pipe cleaner and I bent it around it like a crazy mustache. And I sent that to her and she said, no, try again. So I sent her the exact same image again. And she said, Brendan, could you please send me a photo of your penis where it doesn't look like a shitty cab driver Muppet? And I said, oh, I'm at work right now. I can't do that. She said, wait, you're at work? How did you take that one? I said, oh, I already had that one. I send that one to Brian all the time, like when he's having a bad day at work. My buddy Brian, he loves it. Not good at sexting. I just moved out of my parents' house like 6 months ago, so now I see them on holidays and when they buy me things. It's changing our relationship a lot. Like, a lot of the time I need meals, so I'll just wind up going on dates with my mom, which is very weird. Like, it's 3 p.m, we're just at, like, sidewalk cafe seating, eating crepes. Just, like, a weirdly intimate setting to hang out with your mom. And then, like, a real date, there will be that moment at the end where she's like, oh, this is fun, we should do this again, like, when are you free next week? And I have to be like, I don't know about that, Mom. Like, we can keep doing this casually, but we can't, like, be Facebook official. Like, I'm seeing some other moms right now trying to play the field. I'm from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and the other day I saw a pretty Amish girl, which doesn't never happen, but it was worth noting. And I was looking at her, and I realized that I wasn't even having a sexual fantasy. Like, my whole fantasy was just about tearing her away from everything she believes in. Like, I was looking at her, and what I wanted out of it was just to, like, cut her dad's beard. And then she jumps in my Camaro and we drive off into the sunset like Motley Crue blaring. And right before the credits roll, she says, like, where are we going? And I say, I'm going to show you the world, baby. And then I just park outside of a Mormon compound. And I'm like, this is our new life. And then the moment she gets used to that, I'm like, we're Scientologists now, baby. It's the opposite of Amish. We're going to space. That's what I want to say to her. I was accidentally myself at work the other day. Don't do that. Never do that. I was talking to my coworkers, and they were talking about the buffet restaurant Golden Corral, and they asked if I had ever been there, and I said, oh, I go there alone. That's not how you win friends and influence people. They were like, why do you go alone? And I go to sit-down restaurants and buffet restaurants alone because I'm a sad man, and I like to write comedy just, like, on my phone and sit there and write jokes. But I don't want my coworkers to know that I do comedy, so I had to make up an excuse, and I was like, I go there to think. And they were like, what do you think about? And I couldn't come up with anything, so I was just like, you know, like really deep shit. Mysteries. I just think about that. And I do go to Golden Corral. That's not made up. And next time I go to Golden Corral alone, I want to tell them that it's my birthday. And just, like, shuffle up to the host station in khakis with, like, a windbreaker, just looking like the most neutered man. And just kind of wander up, be like, excuse me, it's my birthday. I'm alone. And I don't know if you guys sing a song or anything, but I would like you to sing a song. And then I would just be sitting there with my fifth plate of macaroni and cheese, and every person who worked there would have to circle around me, just uncomfortably singing me happy birthday. And then I want to start crying. Then I just want to start bawling. And they won't ask me why I'm crying, but I'll tell them. I'll just be like, you know, I've always been, like, a relationship guy, you know, like not a lot of, like, male friends, and I thought I found the woman I was going to be with for the rest of my life, and the drunk driver just came out of nowhere, and nothing, no matter how hard I tried, nothing will ever bring her back except for a free ice cream cake at Golden Corral. Nothing, actually, 2 free ice cream cakes. We would come here on my birthday, and I would eat one, and she would eat one, and I have to eat 2 in her memory. Do you guys validate parking? Oh, my God. What I want to do. I have one last joke for you. Facebook's getting too smart. It's weirding me out. Facebook now, they just, like, ask to tag you and shit. They just know somehow. And recently, someone posted a photo of me on Facebook, and Facebook asked to tag me. And then I looked at the photo, and I realized my face was not in it. Like, Facebook just saw a doughy shape with a Hawaiian shirt wrapped around it, and barbecue sauce, and a Genesee tall can. And they were like, yeah, that's totally Brendan. We don't even need to ask. All right, you guys have been so much fun. Thank you.
Fun guy. You're a fun time guy. Why do you have pipe cleaners in your house?
Yeah, I turned it off. At the time, I
professional comic Brendan Kirk turned off the microphone.
Very professional. I had pipe cleaners because I was like 19 and I was trying to smoke a pipe to be interesting.
Continue.
And then I just got addicted to cigarettes, so it backfired real hard.
I'm still confused about the pipe cleaner. Like,
to clean the pipe.
Yes, I know, but I'm thinking of like the colored pipe cleaners you get in kindergarten to make shapes for...
I didn't know anyone who smoked a pipe. I just was like,
so you
making
bought pipe cleaners like for children?
Yeah, like at AC Moore.
Why did you think I would assume that that's how people clean pipes? Just because it's a different type of pipe cleaner.
Is it?
Yes.
I was way off.
You're thinking of a festive art instrument, and the other one is to aid smoking like a douchebag. So
yeah,
you mix them up.
I bought googly eyes too to put on the pipe.
Why did that not surprise me as much as pipe cleaners? How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. That makes sense. You're not going to have trouble dating. Do you like boys or girls?
I like girls.
Yeah,
well,
girls
women.
Will like you. Women like you. Don't they like you?
Some. I don't know.
Why don't they like you? I like you.
I don't know. It's just I don't leave my house a lot. Like, I go in, I do comedy, and then I go to work.
Where do you work?
I work at a bank.
Ugh.
Yep.
What do you do at a bank?
I'm a bank teller.
Ugh.
Ugh.
How much money do you steal?
I don't steal any money, but...
Then why are you a bank teller? Isn't that like the point of being a bank teller? Like a dollar for me, a dollar for the bank.
Well...
They have insurance, you know.
Yeah, but before
this... And if you count it like that and pretend like that, I just thought that's how you count money, they can't fire you.
Yeah, just like arrested development math.
Yeah,
like
I know the law.
I actually, before this bank, I worked at another bank, and I lost $1,000 and nothing happened. So then I was
What's
like,
the lesson?
I was like, I should have took that $1,000.
So why don't you take $1,000 now?
Because, I don't know, I'm afraid, I'm a coward, you know?
Yeah, I do.
You know, I'm yella.
Yeah.
Just
Do you really go to Golden Corral alone?
I did once, and, like, I asked my roommate to meet me, and then he couldn't meet me, and
You're
I
like, fuck it, I'm here.
Yeah, I already had my heart set
I have $8,
on it.
And I could probably consume 10,000 calories in a half an hour. Let's do it.
I did, and, they act really sympathetic.
Yeah.
Like when they come around to clear, they're like, are you okay? Like, not in like a do you need more things, just like, are you genuinely okay?
Do you think you're going to kill yourself at a Golden Corral?
If I killed myself, it would definitely be at a Golden Corral. I would drown myself like in the gravy.
New segment on the show, how do you kill yourself? Go!
I would do it at Fergie's Pub.
Well, you can't top that.
Yeah, I would just disappear into the bathroom, and then people would be like, is someone in there? I don't know.
Let's figure it out. But how would you do it?
I would suffocate myself with methane. just my own farts.
More specific. How long do you think it would take for you to kill yourself with methane farts alone
Did
at Fergie's
I eat
Pub?
At Golden Corral that day?
You tell me. Did you eat in Golden Corral today?
Today, I did not. I didn't have time.
You got things to do. You got places
to
be. You
got
to go kill yourself at different places.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
You can't kill yourself in the next calendar year because then I go to jail. Are you cool with that? Give me one more year, buddy.
I'll just carve Brandon Weatherby into my chest and just bleed out.
Well, that's why I do the show.
I'll
mean,
do it
that's
in an
what
Enterprise Rent-A-Car so they think it's a message.
Call back to the sponsor, Enterprise Rent-A-Car. They'll give you
Enterprise
a car to kill
Rent-A-Car.
Yourself in. Thank you. I like you a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Brendan Kirk, everybody. Let's get Katie up here. Katie's going to close the show. She's an old friend. On stage right now is a fantastic performer named Katie. And Katie did the show
4 years ago in October at the Hungry Brain. And I haven't seen her in 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Katie Jo Knopp, everybody.
This first song is called Boozy Miss Western. It's about my alcoholism, and I'm drinking. So cheers. I'm not really an alcoholic. Boozy Miss Western, she stands in the crowd. She weebles and wobbles and always falls down. But I don't expect you to clean up my mess. That booze gonna kill you, and it won't be too long.
kill you, and it won't be too long. We'll love you forever, even after you're gone. I hope you still think of me, even after I die. I hope you still think of me, even after I die.
That was depressing!
Yeah!
I feel like you played that because of our most current segment on the show, How Do I Kill Myself? Now, we're not going to play that with you yet.
Okay.
Do you think it's a symptom of my alcoholism that as soon as you started playing that song, I went to the bar to get a beer?
Actually, the whole time I was playing that song, I was like, who the fuck is going to bring me my Jack and Diet?
If you're going to kill yourself with alcohol, why not just get a Jack and Coke? Why are you still worried about your figure? I mean, fucking commit, you know what I mean? You're very talented.
Get real.
Before you die of alcoholism, why don't you play another song?
All right, I will do that. Oh, hey, Patrick. Patrick,
she wants a Jack and Diet.
What the fuck is a drink? Why are we dating? You have to get me my alcohol.
She might be single after the next four songs, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention.
Play your cards right. All right, this one's even darker.
Oh, great! Wait, how is the could it be darker?
Because this one's about killing people.
Let's go.
All right, let's do it. Got him in the tub. Leave his body out until his time is up. Walk through hell to find you, but you were never there. Broke the sink, then he kicked me out. You pulled me by my hand. Oh, 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 oh. Laid him out on all alone, and you got him in the tub.
Like it dark, oh, oh, gotta lie.
That was not as depressing. That was depressing, but not nearly as much as the I'm Killing Myself with Alcohol song.
Really?
She's
okay.
A really big pain to stay asleep for and ask her about that.
No, I won't ask her about that.
Ask about what?
Nothing.
Secrets.
Yeah, secrets.
Secrets hurt someone. Secrets are no fun.
No, they're a lot of fun. Secrets are the best.
Actually, you're right there.
There's a good Queens of the Stone Age song all about this. Do you like them? You like rock and roll?
Oh, fuck yeah.
They're pretty cool. Yeah, you like riffs?
People think that because I play acoustic guitar that, yeah, I'm not into like a lot of rock, but that's what I was weaned on. I love metal. My favorite band is Mudhoney. I love rock.
Your favorite band is what?
Mudhoney.
That's not metal.
No. I was saying I like metal, but I also like rock and roll.
Mudhoney means it's you just like 40-year-old guys in flannel.
I really do.
My do you listen? Man. Do you use Spotify?
No, I don't. I kind of don't even know what that is.
Fuck off. Okay, now.
I just got the internet because I live in a barn, remember?
Fuck off. Okay,
I told
so
you I live in a barn.
There's a wonderful service where all the music ever, it's called Spotify.
But it's free and no one gets paid.
No, you pay a monthly subscription fee.
Oh, who the fuck wants to do that? I illegally download everything.
There you go.
All right.
Wait, with your lack of internet in your barn?
I go to other people's houses and do it. And then they get letters in the mail from the government and I don't have to worry about it.
You don't know how the government or letters work. Spotify, listen, this goes back to Mudhoney. I use Spotify, and Touch Me, I'm Sick, the most famous Mudhoney song. Yes.
Touch Me, I'm Sick.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
So, I have that on my phone. The version on Spotify is skipped. So, somebody uploaded a skipped CD version. So, the first 2.5 minutes of Touch Me, I'm Sick, fine. And then all of a sudden, it just starts skipping. That's the digital version of Mudhoney's most famous song. Even Sub Pop doesn't give a shit about Mudhoney. By the way, Mark Arm currently works in their warehouse.
He does.
Not a joke. Yeah.
Anything you buy from Sub Pop, if you're getting vinyl from them, Mark Arm is the one that packs it up.
That is depressing.
Oh.
Play a song.
Okay. More depressing songs. Called Drown. I guess it's more music about killing people.
Drown, and I let her drown. Let it fall to the bottom of the sound. Flay, I let him flee. Oh, hell, I should have killed him in his sleep. Ooh, I pulled her out. The little home she made inside. Thank you. Took out the weeds, right out the door. Kicked the mobile, got it out the floor. Nailed to the bed, now it's out, get up. Now you can't get up, now you can't get up. I'll rid of you, sinister disrupt. I'll rid of you, sinister disrupt.
I like that one.
It was good.
Thank you. That's a new one.
I like that one.
Can I say something?
No.
Ron Gallo, who played first in the Plaid Hunters shirt, he's recording my album right now in his house.
Cool.
He's very gracious, and he's very, very, very talented. And we're working on it. So I don't have a website or anything right now, but soon we'll have this album done. And I love you so much for doing this for me. So Ron Gallo.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
How many more songs you got?
What's that?
How many more songs you want to play?
I would like to play an old favorite, Sad Sad Song.
Okay.
Do you remember that one?
I don't know.
Well, it's a cover. M. Ward wrote it, and then I kind of changed it up.
Okay.
It's short. Well, I went to the doctor. I said, "Doctor, please, what do you do when a true love leaves?" He said, "The hardest thing in the world to do is to find somebody who believes in you. You sing a sad, sing a sad, sing a sad, sad song. You sing a sad, sing a sad, hey, hey, hey. You sing a sad, sing a sad, sing a sad, sad song. Sing a sad." Well, I went to my mother. I said, "Mom, please, do you do when you truly leave?" She said, "The only trick that I got up my sleeve, I sang it over and over till it come back to me. I sang a sad, sing a sad, sing a sad, sad song. Sing a sad, sing a sad, hey, hey, hey." And she sang, sing a sad, sing a sad, sad song. Sing a sad. To the whale, I said, "Kill the whale, please. What do you do when you're truly lonely?" He said, "The hardest thing in the world to do is to find somebody who believes in you." You sing a sad, sing a sad, sing a sad, sad song. Sing a sad, sing a sad, hey, hey, hey. You sing a sad, sing a sad, sing a sad, sad song, sad, sad. Well, I went to my father. I said, "Daddy, please, what do you do when a true love leaves?" He said, "The hardest thing in the world to do is to find somebody who believes in you. Is to find somebody who believes in you. So find somebody who believes in you. Nobody believes in you." You sing sad, sing sad, sing a sad, sad song. Sing sad, sing sad, hey, hey, hey. And you sing sad, sing sad, sing a sad, sad song. Sing sad. Thank you very much.